Thank you, Jonga, and blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 9th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A large network of international investigative journalists find that Britain's largest bank, the HSBC, helped wealthy Zimbabwean clients avoid taxes and hide hundreds of millions of dollars assets.
Zimbabwe is this week hosting high-level business delegations from China and Britain, raising the potential for an economic revival following years of turmoil and isolation by the West.
The delegations, they are actually very genuine, and we have received another delegation recently from France as well. And looking at it, all the delegations, they are very much interested.
And the much-needed rains bring terror within communities following lightning strikes that have killed many people across the country and destroyed homesteads.
One can take reasonable precautions to guard against being struck by lightning. For instance, avoid being out in the open, areas like fields, golf courses or parking lots, and also avoid sheltering under a tree.
Some Zimbabweans have called for transparency in the use of funds derived from the deployment of an unknown number of National Army members in Equatorial Guinea who were guarding VIPs at the just-ended African Cup of Nations. Several Zimbabweans, including former co-chair, co-Home Affairs Minister Giles Mutsekwa and a former National Army soldier Roger Mtetwa, who was deployed in the DRC in the 1990s, told Studio 7 state officials should inform the public about the amount of money being used and received by the country. Some critics say there was no transparency in the deployment of the soldiers, a situation that will result in lack of accountability for any funds are being used and or obtained from the International Army assignment. Defense Minister Sidney Sekeramai told Parliament recently the country deployed the soldiers following a request by Equatorial Guinea for an elite force to protect top officials. Sekeramai did not respond to calls on his mobile phone. Mutsekwa tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube the deployment of the soldiers won't benefit Zimbabwe.
Yeah, what should actually happen is that the nation must benefit. The country must benefit. If we are exporting our expertise within the military, it is the country that must benefit. But whether that is really what is going to take place, I am not so sure. The nation should benefit out of it. But also the exposure should also, in the long run, benefit the troops and the nation as well.
Now, let's talk about the money that is paid to these soldiers. Does it get to the state? How does it get to the state, actually?
You see, what happens is this: we have exported expertise, just as we export raw material, just as we export finished goods. So what happens is the same position must prevail. We have exported expertise from our military. The money should be paid back into the national coffers. But I also know that soldiers themselves, whilst they are deployed elsewhere, there are allowances that they get out of the deployment because they are away from their home station. Unfortunately, we have a very disorganized ruling party in the name of ZANU-PF. You know, they seem to think everything that goes around with the military is a preserve for ZANU-PF.
That was former Co-Home Affairs Minister Giles Mutsekwa of the MDCT speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. Former National Army soldier Roger Mtetwa says that the deployment of the soldiers was a mere public relations campaign by Zimbabwe.
There is no benefit at all, Mr. Dube. We are only trying to prove to the world that we are a capable country. In terms of public relations, there is nothing economical that we are benefiting from this exercise.
So tell us, from your experience, how were you getting your money when you were actually deployed in DRC? And do you think that there's any money, or let me say, some money that accrued to the government of Zimbabwe?
Actually not. There was no accruement there because we were spending. That is the time when Zimbabwe economically declined drastically. we were spending there. I think we have heard through press and other media sources that only the big chefs benefited because they were running mines and things like that. But as for the ordinary soldiers, yes, in terms of pay, we started getting something at individual level. Yes, you develop, you can extend your house. But as far as the country is concerned and the general population, there is absolutely nothing except that the economy declined drastically, as I've said already.
That was a former National Army soldier Roger Mtetwa speaking with Studio 7 from Mbabane, Swaziland.
Studio 7 is launching a new show, Live Talk The Connection, geared at our youth audience, and we want you to participate. If you are a youth, send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 001-202-465-0318.
Tell us what issues you want to hear. This is your show. So, let's know what's important to you. Use the hashtag TheConnection when sending your messages.
And if you're on Facebook and Twitter, include the hashtag TheConnection so we can follow the conversation together. Let's get connected on Live Talk, The Connection.